This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cabin fever has been a real thing in this pandemic. Cooped up, same four walls, day after day after day. Local parks and green spaces have provided some respite, but even as people need them more, the city and state departments that manage those parks are looking at real budget cuts. In Ohio, state park funding has been reduced by more than $2 million because of this pandemic. WYSO's Lila Goldstein reports now from Dayton.
It's a Saturday at John Bryan State Park in southwest Ohio, and the Wyckoff Arnold family looks like a group of hiking pros ready for an adventure. The five kids spot tadpoles in a river, climb onto big rocks, and hike past a waterfall.
Oh, wow. There's like a little, like,
stash. Oh, my gosh, there's a ledge up here. Look at this. You can go up that way or up this way.
But the truth is, this is relatively new for the family. Their once busy schedule of school and dance practices came to a halt when the pandemic hit. Mom Wendy Wyckoff Arnold wanted to find a safe way for her kids to get out of the house.
This year compared to others is just completely different because this is not something that I would have been able to schedule for them.
Now her kids are asking to get outside.
Like, when are we going to go hiking again? When are we going to go hiking and swimming after? And when can we go see the eagles? It's nice to hear their interest and to have seen it grow.
And they're not alone. The trail today is dotted with groups of people, some masked, some not. The state of Ohio says it's seen a dramatic increase in visitors to state parks since March. But this kind of intensive use can take a toll on green spaces, and parks need to be maintained to keep them from deteriorating.
Because it's being done maybe perhaps outside of the view of the typical user, they're not realizing somehow magically that that lawn is getting mowed, or somehow that trash can is being emptied.
Kevin Roth is with the National Recreation and Park Association. Looking back at the past, he says parks budgets were very slow to recover after the Great Recession.
And actually, really only within the last year or two had basically been able to recover back to their pre-recession levels.
And parks departments, including those in urban areas, are now facing added costs because of the pandemic. In Dayton, Ohio, the city expects to spend $60,000 this year just on sanitizing playground equipment. The two-person crew at McIntosh Park sprays down a picnic area using a pressure washer. They scrub down slides and monkey bars with a degreaser and even use battery-operated spray guns to sanitize swing sets. Weston Sale recently joined the crew and says he's surprised this kind of cleaning doesn't happen more often.
What have you witnessed?
Just a lot of gross. Like, we've gone through a whole box of rags right now, and like, they started blue and they've ended up black.
Meanwhile, Dayton has had to cut over $7 million from capital projects, including a $1 million plan to enhance city parks. Most of Dayton's playground equipment is 20-plus years old. Kimberly Burrows with the Urban Institute says communities of color and low-income neighborhoods nationwide have less access to parks. And generally, the parks in those areas,
they have not been maintained as well, or they lack the operating budget to continue ongoing maintenance and operation support.
Burroughs says the COVID budget cuts could make parks even more inequitable, especially in smaller cities that have to cobble together funding. The National Recreation and Park Association found in a survey that more than half of parks agencies in the country have already been asked to reduce spending. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.